Rialto has 105,000 people, 44 churches listed, and it's home to one of the largest firework companies called Pyro Spectaculars. Neighboring cities are Fontana to the west, San Bernardino to the east, Bloomington to the south, and Lytle Creek to the north. Victorville has 138,000 and growing strong, 46 churches listed, bordered by Apple Valley on the east, Hesperia to the south, Adelanto to the west. It's also the location of the offices of the Mojave Desert Branch of the San Bernardino County government. Church administrators have a range of duties that keep the church running, including communication, organization, and connecting all moving parts. Will you stop and pray for these two cities and church administrators for just a few minutes? Father God, we thank you that in 1 Corinthians 12:28, you say you appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. We thank you for the people who serve the church in this capacity. We pray, God, that they would know that you are the chief worker, that when they are working, they would know that you are working. When they're not working, that they would know that you're still at work so they can go to sleep and rest. That, Father, they would know when it doesn't look like you're working, then they labor in vain if you're not working in their midst. Help them to seek to do their work as unto you. And if they do the work of the Lord, that they would never labor in vain. We pray, God, that they would. That God, you would be the core, the root, the source, the origin, the power, and point of it all. For from you and through you and to you are all things. That the chief credential of the administrator is God. That they would know that it requires humility. Grant them humility. Help them to know that sometimes they might feel resentful because of all the work that they have to do. Help them to know how to do it the way you would want them to. Make them competent, trustworthy, people who fear you and are not driven by greed or gossip. We pray, God, that this would be a gift that they have, so it would be easier to do, that they would pursue greatness and they would seek your word and they would only speak things that are above, that are positive and not negative or critical in the name of Jesus. We lift up Rialto and all the many churches that are there. We pray, Father, for intercessors to arise and claim this large suburb for you and pray until they see change. Jesus, you are Lord of Rialto. We pray for prayer groups that will grow with a quest to see people saved and transformed by the gospel, that Christian recovery groups for those dealing with addictions, laborers for the harvest, ways to reach the poor, unity among the churches. People would have a passion to reach the gangs in Rialto and see deliverance and a change, like Saul to Paul's, that would make more people turn to you, Lord, by the power of God changing their lives, reformation in the city and pockets of it where there is more crime and violence, that it would go away in the name of Jesus as a result of lives changed. Revival and awakening to those who believe, to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that your kingdom would be advanced. And we pray the same for Victorville as well, Lord, that you would do that same work in that area. We say, Jesus, you are Lord of Victorville. And we thank you, God, that we are going to see a mighty move of God through and to the churches. They would have the resources that they need, those that you have called and are following your ways, that they would continue to grow and see growth internally and externally. Those that are maybe not following what you want, God, that you would shake them up and wake them up. Because you said everything on this earth is going to be shaken. So, Father, we pray that you would shake the leaders, the people that call themselves by your name, until the only thing that's left is you and your character and us wanting to be about your business. We pray for you to be glorified and honored in Jesus' name.